This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Reuters says the boom in the farming industry is all but over, noting farmland values that are down from all-time highs and a global surplus of crops driving lower prices. Reuters reported this week that a global commodity slump is putting pressure on the Midwest economy. That comes at a time when agricultural debt relative to income reached the highest level in three decades, as the Federal Reserve began raising interest rates for the first time since 2006. While many growers remain profitable, last year farm income was at its lowest since 2002. The industry has seen the drop in income play out in decreased sales for companies such as Monsanto and John Deere, with many looking at merger and consolidation efforts. However, Farmland Partners CEO Paul Pittman doesn't expect to see things reach the same economic crisis seen during the 80s, saying farmers are in much better financial shape following six good years. Voting delegates at the 97th annual meeting of the American Farm Bureau Federation, including 21 delegates from Illinois, elected a new president and vice president during the organization's annual convention this week. Vincent Duvall of Georgia was elected to a two-year term as president, and Scott Vanderwall of South Dakota was elected to a two-year term as vice president. Voting delegates also approved several Illinois Farm Bureau policy revisions, including those regarding the Conservation Reserve Program, farm policy, biotechnology, and renewable fuels. Several Illinois Farm Bureau young leaders took home national awards, and six Illinois County Farm Bureaus received County Activities of Excellence awards. Those counties included Cook, Effingham, Hancock and McDonough, Mercer, and Whiteside County Farm Bureaus. The AFBF annual meeting took place January 9th through the 12th in Orlando, Florida. Illinois registered 375 attendees from the state, which was more than any other state delegation. World-renowned environmentalist Mark Linus shared his experience of moving from anti-GMO activist to advocate for biotechnology at the AFBF annual convention. Once opposed to GMOs, Linus now says science has proven GMOs to be safe. He says he was so invested on being pro-science on climate change that he realized he could not be anti-science when it comes to biotechnology.
I'd had this award given to me by the Royal Society for the best science book in 2007 on the climate change issue. And then a year later, I'm still writing anti-GMO screeds. And all the comments underneath were saying, there's no science in this. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. And most people would shrug that off. But I actually took that to heart because I really cared about being seen as somebody who had the support of scientists.
Linus said, even with clear scientific support, it's difficult to convince the general public on the safety of biotechnology because of the scare tactics employed by activists.
Nobody wants to think that they're anti-science. But on the other hand, people aren't motivated by a dispassionate acceptance of scientific knowledge on any issue. What matters is the politics. People take politics first, and they take the sort of messaging that's accepted in their peer group, and then they look for the science to support that.
He urged farmers to utilize social media and their personal stories to help change the conversations about biotechnology.
My only advice to farmers would be to actively use social media, because I think it is probably the most effective tool that you have, and it's a new tool to reach consumers directly. And I think that farmers are a credible and trusted voice in this debate.
Linus gave his speech Monday at the American Farm Bureau Annual Convention in Orlando, Florida. Last but not least, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has its 75th annual meeting taking place next week, Thursday, January 21st at 6 p.m. at the Litchfield Community Center. The meeting will open with dinner catered by Milanus' Catering of Hillsboro and will be followed by an informational meeting and election of three directors to the Soil and Water Conservation District Board. The evening will also include a presentation by the World Bird Sanctuary of St. Louis, and that presentation is titled Raptor Awareness and will feature birds of prey, including falcons, hawks, owls, vultures, and there will even be a bald eagle. Tickets for the event are $10 and can be purchased by visiting or calling the Soil and Water Office at 217-532-3610, extension 3. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.